The following was the wedding and initiations at the Cross Maidan, the evening of 29th March 1971.
Jasmare Pundarika Khangsa Baiha Abhantaram Suchi. Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. By chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, one becomes purified in whatever condition he may be, apavitra, pavitrava. Either he is pure or impure. Sarvavasthangatukra, any condition of life. If he chants the holy name of Vishnu, then he becomes immediately purified internally and externally. On the strength of chanting, this is the greatest offense. It is a fact that when one chants this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, immediately his past sinful reaction of life immediately ceases. But if he thinks that because by chanting my sinful reaction counteracted, therefore I may go on committing sinful activities at the same time chanting Hare Krishna mantra. This is called Namnath Balat, just say Papa Buddhi. One who is continuing sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, that is the greatest offense. So out of the 10 kinds of offenses, as explained by Subal Maharaj, this is the most important item. One should not commit any sinful activity because he is chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Pariprajaka Tyaja Satara Sata Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Tova. He was creating more brahmacharis and sannyasis for preaching what? But I am creating more grihastha because in Europe and America the boys and girls intermingled so quickly and intimately that it is very difficult to keep one brahmachari. So there is no need of artificial brahmachari. It is sanctioned. My Guru Maharaj wanted to establish Daiva Varnasram. So married life is called Grihastha Ashram. It is as good as sannyas ashram. Ashram means where there is Bhagavad Bhajan. It doesn't matter whether one is sannyasi or one is grihastha or a brahmachari. The main principle is Bhagavad Bhajan. But practically also, I may inform you that these married couples, they are helping me very much. Because, for practical example, I may say that one of my godbrothers, a sannyasi, he was deputed to go to London for starting a temple. But 3 or 4 years he remained there. He could not execute the will. Therefore, he was called back. Now, I sent 6 married couples, all of them are present here, and they worked so nicely that within 1 year we started our London temple, and that is going on very nicely. So it is not the question of a brahmachari, sannyasi or grihastha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, kiva vipra kiva sudra nasikane na. Jai Krishna Tattva Mitta Sai Guru. It doesn't matter whether he is a sannyasi or grihastha or brahmachari. One who knows the science of Krishna and preach it all over the world, he is Guru, spiritual master. It doesn't matter. So in Europe and America, I am specially creating more grihastha family so that they can take up this movement very seriously and preach, and I am glad to inform you that this process has become very successful. Thank you very much.
Om Abdhana Timirandasya Gyananyam Salapaya Chakshur Nitam Yina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishyam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayang Rupa Tadamayam Ladati Sapadam Tidam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jitapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahana Lanita Sri Vishakhanitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskriti Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavani Shari Brikabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri
That's all right. Everyone.
Oh, Lord Krishna says, who can understand him? By understanding Krishna, as it is stated in the fourth chapter, Janma karma may be bamju janati tattva. Simply by understanding Krishna, one becomes so much elevated that after quitting this body, material body, tapta deham, punarjanmanai, he never accepts again this material body. As I have already explained to you, that our miserable condition life is this, that we have to accept every, say, 50 years or 60 years, at most 100 years. We have to accept another body. We may make very good arrangement in this life. Nice bungalow, good bank balance, nice family relationship, everything. But the thing is that we shall not be allowed to stay. Asasatam. Dukkhalayam asasatam. Therefore all our attempts to become very happy within this material world is futile. The intelligent man should know this, that I want permanent settlement in my life, but that is not being done. Only intelligent man can understand, because intelligent means to understand that we are all eternal. Why should we accept this temporary body? We must have our eternal body. That is possible. You can have your eternal body, like Krishna. At the present moment, although we are eternal, we have to accept a certain type of body which is not eternal. Asannopi klesada asa deha. Asannopi. This body is temporary, but it is very miserable. It is always giving us trouble. That you should know. Janma mitru jarabhyadhi. Dukho dosa anadarsana. So, in the human society, there must be some program how to cultivate such knowledge which can give me relief from these repeated birth and death. That is perfect human society. Otherwise, those who are being carried away by the waves of material nature, like cats and dogs, that is not proper human society. Human society means which society is making advance in spiritual knowledge. The Aryans means those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, they are called Aryans, Arya. Krishna says, Mahus Manushanam Sahasresu. There are 400,000 species of human beings, different types of human beings. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukpasa Abhira Samba Javana Khasade. There are so many varieties. They are considered low grade. They cannot realize what is the aim of life. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukpasa Abhira Samba Javana Khasade. Kirata, the black race. Sometimes it is interpreted the African or the southern of our country. Kirata. Huns. These Huns are supposed to be inhabitants of the northern region of Russia. Some of them migrated into Germany. Kirana, Kirata, Huna, Andha, Pulinda, Putpasa, there are so many different names. Of course, if we research from history, from the world history, we can find out where they are. But there are varieties of human beings. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushanam Sahasresu. All human beings are not of the same standard. There are different standards. But Krishna is so kind, Krishna is so powerful, that anyone out of this human society can be claimed to become a Vaishnava. Anyone. That is the statement of Sukadeva Goswami. Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukpasa Abhira Sambha Javana Khasada Jennecha Papa. These names are mentioned, but there are many others whose names are not mentioned. Jennecha Papa, they are called Papa. Papa means very sinful life. Jadupasthaya, if such persons, such lower grade persons even, they take shelter of a pure devotee, then they become purified. Suddhanti, they become purified. How? Prabhaveshnava. That is the special prerogative power of Lord Vishnu. He can deliver anyone in any condition of life. Prabhaveshnava. That is extraordinary, inconceivable power. According to Smarta Vidhi, unless one changes his body, he cannot be purified. That impression is going on in India. That unless one is born in Hindu family or born in Brahmin family, Kshatriya, he cannot be accepted as Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, like that. But according to Vedic literature, that is not sanctioned. It is to become a son of Brahmin to have the privilege of becoming a Brahmin, certainly there is. Just like a boy born in a medical man's family. So he has got a chance, better chance, to become a medical man. Similarly, a boy born in a Brahmin family, he has got better chance to become a Brahmin. Or a boy born in Kshatriya family or Vaishya family, he has got better chance. But that does not mean simply by taking birth in a Brahmin family or Kshatriya family, one becomes Kshatriya or Brahmin. No. He has to acquire the quality. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Chatutvarnam maya sistam gunakarma vihara. And the qualification of Brahmin is also stated there. Satta sama dama saucha sitikhya harjava astikam jnanam vijnanam brahma karma sabhava. These are the characteristics of Brahmin. Similarly, there are characteristics of Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is not stated, at least we are discussing Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, at least there is no such statement that a man becomes Brahmin simply being born in a Brahmin family, or a man becomes Shudra simply by becoming born in a Shudra family. Guna Karma Vibhara. This is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavata. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Narad Muni instructs Maharaj Yudhisthira, jasahi jat lakhanam sya varnabhi banjakam jadapi anatra api disyate tat tenaiva vinidhise. Narad Muni says that if the symptoms are characteristic of a certain a status of social order is found in other families. For example, if a Shudra born boy is inclined to accept Brahminism or Vedic culture, he should be given the chance that is accepted in the Pancharatriki Vidhi. Just like these boys, European Americans, boys and girls, they are, according to our Shastra, they are less than Shudras, or you can call them Chandalas. But they are being elevated to the status of the Brahmin qualities by this Krishna consciousness process. It doesn't matter. Our Sanatana Goswami gives direction in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that one man can become a Brahmin by the regular process of Diksha. A Diksha, this initiation, cannot be offered to a Shudra. Diksha cannot be offered to a Shudra. But in these days, Kali Yuga, it is the statement of the Shastras that in the Kali Yuga, most of the population are Shudras, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. How they can be initiated? This initiation is offered not according to the Vedic rules, because it is very difficult to find out a qualified Brahmin. Diksha is offered to a qualified Brahmin. Therefore, this Diksha is offered according to Pancharatriki Vidhi. That is recommended in this age. My spiritual master inaugurated this Pancharatriki Vidhi, and we are following his footsteps. Anyone who is inclined to devote his life for Krishna, he should be accepted as Brahmin. Of course, he should be trained up. Not that these boys and girls have been initiated. All of a sudden, They are trained up for 6 months, 1 year. Then they are offered Harinam. And when they are qualified, actually, in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, at least 16 rounds daily, when we see 1 year at least that he is doing his duty, following the regulative principles, all these boys and girls who are initiated, they will have to follow the regulative principles. No illicit sex life. Just like one couple is married, because we don't allow to leave, to allow the boys and girls to live as friends. No. That is not allowed. All my students who came to me, because it has become a system in their country, the young boys and girls live as friends without parents taking care of their being married. That has become a system, regular system in Europe and America. And in India also it is going to be introduced very soon. It is already introduced. And it will develop. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is foretelling that in this age, there will be no more marriage. Vedic marriage will be stopped. Shikarameva yudbahe. Simply by agreement, the marriage function will be performed. But as far as we are concerned, we are trying to establish Daiva Varnasam as it is instructed by the Goswamis, by Hari Bhakti Vilas, by our spiritual master. May not be very perfect, but we are trying our best to introduce this Daiva Varnasam. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushyanam Sahasresu means not ordinary man. Those who are situated in this Daiva Varnasam, qualified Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And we should note also that this division of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra is not that to make artificial competition and to become puffed up with pride that I am Brahmin, you are Shudra. No, it is a cooperation. Just like you have got cooperative society. Similarly, these four divisions of social order are cooperative society. The Brahmin is considered to be the mouth of the social body. The Kshatriya is considered to be the army. Arm or army, strength of the social bond. The Vaishyas are considered to be the productive element of the body. And the Shudras are considered to be the working class. But the intelligent class, the Brahmins, and the administrative class, the Kshatriyas, and the productive class, the Vaishyas, and the working class, the Shudras, they are equally important. If you take the whole body, you cannot say that leg is unimportant than the head. Head is as important as the leg. But comparatively, because the head, the brain gives direction, therefore it is more important than the leg. But without leg, the brain also cannot work. Without hand, the brain also cannot work. Simply by brain. Brain is of course most important. Similarly, in the social order, the Brahmins, the intelligent class of men, are very important, undoubtedly. But Shudras are not less important. They are also important. That is the system given by the Lord Himself. Chaturvarnang Maya system. Gunakarma Vibhava. To cooperate, to understand, it is also compared that the Brahmin is the head of the Supreme Personality of God, the Virata Purusha. So Brahmin's business is because it is the head, to give direction to the society, to the spiritual society, Daiva Varnasram, how to conduct the life and occupation of the society. That is Brahmin's business. The Kshatriya's business is to give protection to the society. And the Vaishya's business is to give food, productive. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Sabhavada. In this way, there is a cooperative system taking as part and parcel of the Supreme Body. Mamaivamsa Jivabhut. So we should cooperate. But there must be these four classes of men, not that simply Shudras and Vaishyas. At the present moment, there are few Vaishyas and mostly Shudras. Rajastama Bhava. Rajastama, by the Rajagun, the Kshatriya are produced. And by Tamagun, the Vaishyas are produced, and Vaishyas are mixed up, Rajagun and Tamagun. So, it doesn't matter in whatever guna or status of life we are. If all of us take to Krishna consciousness, then our life is successful. Mutual cooperation. Therefore, Krishna says, manushyanam sahasyeshu kasi jatati siddha. Now, how to make perfection of life? Siddhi. That is stated in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anadi bahirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela. Ataye Krishna ved purana kari. Because we have all forgotten Krishna. That is our miserable condition of life. We are all forgotten about Krishna. Therefore Krishna is teaching us personally. 5,000 years ago, he personally appeared and teaching us. We forgetful of Krishna. The whole human society. Krishna is teaching everyone. Don't think that Krishna is teaching only in India and to the Brahmins or the Hindus. Krishna is for everyone. Therefore, Krishna is being accepted by everyone all over the world. It is our duty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, it is the duty of all Indians to spread this Krishna consciousness movement for paropokar all over the world. That is our business. The manushyanam sahasyeshu kasi jatati siddhaya. The siddhi means when one takes to the Daiva Varnasram principle that is stated in the Vishnu Purana. Varnasrama charavata purusena parappuma Vishnu aradhate punusa nandat tattu sukaram. The whole life should be engaged. How to satisfy Vishnu or Krishna? That is Varnasrama Dharma. The four orders, social orders and spiritual orders, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa, these orders are made for Krishna realization. These Vedic principles are there to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva veda. So, Krishna says that out of many thousands of human beings, species of 400,000 of species, manushyanam sahasrishu, kasti jatati siddha, they come to the principle of this Vedic system of Varnasrama. That is the process of siddhi. Without coming to this process of varna and ashram, chatur varna, the human life is animal life or less than animal life. That is not accepted as human society. Therefore, it is necessary that all over the world, this varna ashram dharma, according to Bhagavad Gita, must be established. I am therefore trying to get these boys and girls married. This is the system of Varnasrama. And they are happy. These boys and girls who are married, of course they have had sannyasis and brahmachari. My open order is, I receive so many letters daily that I wish to marry. Immediately I sanction, yes, you get yourself married. But one who is strict, one who can follow very rigidly the orders of brahmachari and sannyasi, they continue. Therefore you will find in our society there are sannyasis, there are brahmacharis, there are grihasthas, there are vanaprasthas, like that. So no one is, checked or hindered to make progress in Krishna consciousness. Everyone is welcome. The manushyanam sahasya su kasiddhati siddhaya. Siddhaya means to enter into the institution of Daiva Varna Nasam. That is called Siddhi. Otherwise animal. And Jatatamavi Siddhyalam. Those who are engaged in the four orders of Varna Nasam, out of them, Jatatamavi Siddhyalam. Those who are actually in the position of a Brahmin, actually in the position of a Kshatriya, Siddhyalam. They are called Siddha. Actually following the rules and regulations of Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they are called Siddha. Kaschid Vetiman Tattata. It is not that because one has become a Brahmin, qualified Brahmin, because one has become qualified Kshatriya, he will understand Krishna. It is not easy to understand Krishna. But Krishna is so kind that he is coming personally and he is leaving behind him this Bhagavad Gita to understand. That is Krishna's kindness. Otherwise, by so-called mental speculation, you cannot understand Krishna. It is not possible. Atasi Krishna Namadi Nabhave Grayam Indriya. If a person is very expert in exercising his senses, mental speculator, it is not that he will understand Krishna. Atasya Krishna Namadi. Namadi means his holy name, Hare Krishna. Because name is the first. In our this forgetful condition, our first business is to chant the holy name. Therefore, Namadi. To understand Krishna, we have to chant his holy name, what? Adi. Then, gradually, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's entourage, and everything will be revealed. Atasya Krishna Namadi Navhavet Grahyam Indriya Sevan Mukhihi Jivhadav Svameva Surattat. If you take to the devotional service, then this chanting, this vibration of the holy name of Krishna, very simple method. If we accept this, just like we have offered this boy, this chanting process, and they have accepted it very humbly, and if they prosecute the routine work, gradually they will understand what is Krishna. As you say, the advanced students who are dancing in ecstasy, you can understand how much they have understood Krishna. It's simple method. And nobody is checked or barred. You are not Hindu, you cannot chant Hare Krishna, no. Jai Krishna Tattvavetta Sei Guru. It doesn't matter whether he is a Hindu or Muslim or Christian or this or that. One has to learn the science of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Then he becomes the spiritual master. This boy and girl just now married, I am sending to Australia. The boy has come from Australia, the girl has come from Sweden. Now they are united. Now they are going to maintain our establishment there in Sydney. Just now I'm sending them within 2 or 3 days. They will take care of the temple. And they will preach also. This Krishna consciousness movement is expanding. By their help, I am alone. But they are helping me. They are my gurus. I am not their guru. Because they are helping me in executing my Guru Maharaj's order. So it is very nice combination that somebody is going to Australia, somebody is going to Fiji Island, somebody is going to Hong Kong, somebody is going to Czechoslovakia. And we are also negotiating to go to Russia. There is chance of going to China. We are attempting. We have already sent 2 boys to Pakistan, one in Dhaka and one in Karachi. So these boys, these American boys are helping me. I am very sorry that no Indians are coming forward for this. Of course, there are some, but very few. They should come forward, younger generation of India. They should join this movement and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. That is India's business, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. This paropakar business, welfare activities, to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, is the most important business at the present moment. It will unite everyone, politically, socially, culturally, religiously, in every way, Krishna. Krishna is the center. That's a fact. It is making progress. And if we endeavor more and more, it will make more and more progress. So Krishna says, therefore, manusya nam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaya. Jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattata. Therefore, one who has understood Krishna by this process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, sameva suratoda. Krishna reveals to them, tesam satatujuktanam bhajatam titipurvadam buddhi yogam dadamita. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, Krishna helps him. If he comes forward 1 step, Krishna comes forward 10 steps. But if you do not want Krishna, that is a different business. But one who takes to Krishna consciousness, Sinnatang sabatha krishna punna samana kirtana riddantasta vadrani vidhunati suhitsatam. These boys and girls, they are simply engaged in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours they are simply hearing about Krishna. 24 hours. Not that 15 minutes meditation and 23 hours doing all nonsense. It is 24 hours meditation, even in sleeping meditation, chanting Hare Krishna. So, Atasya Krishna Namadi, Namaved Gayam Indre. If we simply speculate our senses, it is not possible to understand. But if we take to this process, Sevanmukhi Jivado, Jiva, this tongue can be engaged in 2 processes. You can glorify Lord Krishna. Simply glorify Krishna. Krishna is so great. Krishna is so kind. Krishna is so beautiful. Krishna is so opulent. Krishna is so powerful. Why you make Krishna as impersonal? He has got so many qualities, transcendental qualities. What do you do again simply by saying that Krishna is Niraka? Finish all business. No. Try to understand Krishna. How much powerful he is. How much strong he is. How beautiful he is. How learned, wise he is. And hear from him. The sastras are there. Why you stop your business of Krishna consciousness simply by saying that Krishna is Niraka? Krishna is not Niraka. How can be Niraka? So
Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means he has got transcendental form. If he hadn't got transcendental form, how these great acharyas are worshipping him? Ramanuja, Madhyacharya, Lord Chaitanya, all the great acharyas, that it means they are making a first. Krishna has got akar. Krishna therefore says, abhajananti man mudha, manasim tanumatita, abhaktam bhakti mapannam mannate mam avudhaya. Krishna has got transcendental form. He has got his abode. He is engaged there always. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikhalakha vritesu suravira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sebhamanam govindam adipurusam tamangmajam. Every description is there in the Vedic literature. Therefore, if you learn about Krishna being situated in the Daiva Varnashram or having acquired the real qualities of Brahmin, or transcendental qualities. Brahmin qualities means Brahmajanati Brahmana, that is Nirakar of course. But you have to transcend the position of Brahmin and become a Vaishnava. Then you will understand the Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes. Seman Mukhi Jivhado Swami Vaspurastava. Naham Prakasa Sarvasya Yogamaya Samabrita. Those who are not Krishna conscious, those who are not advanced in Krishna science, for them Krishna is covered by the Yogamaya curtain. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Santas Sadaiva Ridayesu Vilopayan. Yam Shyama Sundaram Achinta Gunasarupam. Govindam Adi Purusam Tamahang Bhaja. Krishna is Shyamasundar. But one who has advanced in the love of Krishna, Premanjana Churita Bhakti, he can see Krishna every moment. Everywhere. Anyone can elevate himself to that stage of seeing Krishna every moment by this Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam avisiddhyanam kaschid vetimam tattvata. So we have to understand Krishna tattvata in truth by this Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.